Mesechtas Makkah is Daf Yud Ches, five lines from the top of Daf Yud Ches Amud Aleph. And on Daf Yud Zayin Amud Aleph, we saw a long braisa where Rav Shimon dashed the pasuk in Pashas Re'ei that stated, Leisucha lecho b'sherecha, Masa deganecha v'sireishcha v'yitzirecha, v'chariz b'karcha v'tzaynecha, v'cholno derecha shetida v'nivaysecha, v'strum esyadecha. And for example, based on the words v'strum esyadecha, which refers to Bikurim, he learned that not only would one be Chai Malkus if they ate Bikurim outside the Chaymas Yushlayim, but he also learned Ha'ichel Bikurim Achle Kar Leim would be Chayim Malkus. And our Gemara now begins Gufa that we previously learned at the bottom of Daf Yud Zayin and Beis, that based on this memory of Rab Shimon, so Amar Rava stated Zor Sha'ochel Mida Ilul Fnei Zrika Chutz L'Chayma Rab Shimon Leke Chamesh, that according to Rab Shimon, if a Zor eats an Ilul and he eats it before Zrika and he also eats it outside Chaymish Yishlayim, according to Rab Shimon he would be Chayim 5 Malkus. And as Rashi brought down at the bottom of Daf Yud Zayin Beis, Chad Mishum Chutzal Chayma, V'Chad Mishum L'Fnei Zrika, V'Chad Mishum Zar Gomor, and one because he's a Zar, and it's also for a Zar to eat all Kachi Kachim, and V'Chad Mishum Eichel Chutzal Klayim, V'Chad Mishum Eichel Eila, V'Afilu Kayin Ubutecha Klayim, V'Kol Shkin Zar Chutzal Klayim, V'Chutzal Chayma, Alma Leike Chomesh, Ayin Rashi. And let's keep in mind that based on the way Rashi learned the Maskanas HaGemara on Daf Yud Chesam and Aleph, so even if he Rava, Rav Shimon would not hold that you would actually receive 5 Malkiyos, and instead you would only receive 2 Malkiyos, and this Zar would receive Malkus for eating the Oila Chutz L'Chayma, and he would also receive Malkus for eating the Oila L'Fnei Zrika. However, L'Fi Rashi, you would not be Chayim Malkus for the other 3, and it would only be an Issa Ba'alma, and the Zar would be Oivan Alav for being a Zar Gomor, and because he was Oichel Chutz L'Chayim, and finally because he ate an Oila. And the Gemara now continues, and asks on Rava, that if you're coming to teach us how many Lavim no person could be Oiva when doing one Issa, then why doesn't Rava also count other Yisurim as Veluki Nami Meshum Vizor Le'Yecha Ki Kodeshem, that we know that the Pasuk by the Meluyim in Pashas Tisavet states V'Ochlo Issa Mashakupa Behem L'Malei Es Yodom L'Kadesh Oissam Vizor Le'Yecha Ki Kodeshem. And as Rashi explains the Midakosa Ki Kodeshem V'Nosan Tamudava, and since the Torah gives us a reason L'Fishem Kodeshem Kodeshem L'Hazes Hazor Kol Kodeshem Kodeshem, and therefore this is coming to teach us there's azor on azor not to eat any kachim kachim, and l'chiri you should receive malchus for this issa as well. And even though one of the surim that Rava counted was the issa of zaris, however the Gemara is asking that l'maisa we have a second issa based on zaris, based on the pasuk and pasuk litzava, and certainly the Firashi, the Gemara's question is even stronger that based on the pasuk that we brought from pasuk re'ei, one would not receive malchus and one would only have a lav. However, based on this pasuk, then they would receive malchus as well, and therefore this would be a greater chiddush. However, the Gemara responds that this issa would not apply in the case of an oila, as hani mila hechad l'kayhanim chazi, hacha l'kayhanim nami l'chazi, that the only time that this issa in Pashas Tzava applies is only in a scenario where the kayhanim could eat this kachim, and then there's an issa that a zah should not eat kachim, and should not eat kachay kachim. However, in our case, where we're referring to a carbon oila that a kohen can't eat either, then this issa would not apply. And as Rashi states, the Chazal Koyin Kedichsiv Reisha Dekra, and as the Pasuk states in Pashas Tzava, V'ochlo Isam Ashakupavam, which refers to Koyanim, meaning Aaron Uvonov, that were able to eat the Besara Ayol and the Lechem of the Meluyim. And the Gemara continues and asks another question on Rava, the Lukinami Mishum Ubasa Besad the Trefalay Sechelu, and as the Gemara explains that this Pasuk is not only teaching us in Issa that one cannot eat a Trefa, but the Pasuk is also teaching us, Kivin Shiyotza Basa Chutzal Mechisasa Nesar, that once Basa goes out of its proper Mechitzais, then it becomes Asar, and since the Zar ate this Oila Chutzal Chayma, so he should be Oiva on this Issa as well, and he should receive another set of Malkus. And Ayin Rashi, that if the Torah only wanted to teach us the Din B'degeya Trefa, then the Torah should have stated, Ubasa Trefa Loiser Chelu, and as Rashi states, that the word Basada is Yisera, and therefore we dash in, Kisada She'im by Mechitzais, V'lemad Mekan, Kachi Kachim Chutzal Klayim, V'uba Shehoitzi Yisyade B'shash Chitas Imai. And Ayin Rashi, Mesech the Zvachim on that Pei Beis and Beis, Basada B'loi Mechitzais Mashma, V'dorish Le, L'chol Abasa Shetayim Mechitza, Trefa Hu B'yaitzi V'loi Seichel. Once again, keep in mind, although we already stated that this Zohar would already receive Malkus based on eating the Oila Chutzal Mechitzais, however, the Gemara is asking that there should also be a second lav and potentially a second malchus, or at least according to Rashi, we should at least have one more malchus based on this pasuk. And I in the bottom tastes is bothered because kosher a maile amina basa besado lav shebeklolis hu, that this is a lav shebeklolis and therefore you should not receive malchus. And Tetz explains v'yesh leimad lechashvin lav shebeklolis el kagoyin imsli eish akilu nor muvushol v'chein kol shebekredish pasol di yaitzi v'tomei upsul nachirim shein shnei shemois aval hocha shekilu kol yaitzi levad v'shem yaitzi chodahi rak dahavi b'kama drachim lechashv le lav shebeklolis. This is not considered lav shebeklolis and therefore one that is over on this issa would be chayiv malchus. The Gemara now continues. V'lukli nami k'drav Elazar, that l'chayiv Rava should have counted another malchus like the din of Rav Elazar. And some agrees the Tanya, and as we learned to the Brisa, Rav Elazar Imer in Pashas Tzava b'negei the Meluyim. In the next pasuk after the pasuk we already quoted, the pasuk talks about Naisa, and the pasuk states v'him yivasim b'sar Meluyim u'min alechem adabayka v'surafta san Naisa be'esh lo ye ochel ki kodeshu. And we continue on Daf Yud Chesam Beis, and Rav Elazar learns kol shib kodesh pasul ba'akos alitin leisa se'alich lasai, that since the Torah gives a reason why Naisa is usher, and it states lo ye ochel ki kodeshu, so the Torah is teaching us that not only would you be usher to eat Naisa, but it's also usher to eat any kachim that is pasul. And if so, in the case of Rava, where this oila went chutz l'chayma, so l'chayr this issa should also apply, and you should receive malchus for this issa as well. And Ayin Rashi Mesechta Pesachim on Daf Chavtalim and Aleph, where he states kol shib kodesh pasul midachsiv ki kodesh hu yisera the rabbis al shab suli kachi kachim b'lav could go in pigel v'yotze v'nishpach damoi. And once again, it seems to be a lav shebekloleis, and in tap tesis on the future chesam and beis tesis is v'im taima amay loy mishani mishum hochi loy loki davi lav shebekloleis the kolu psul the yotze v'tomei upsul achirim, as we just mentioned. And tesis first states v'yesh leima the lepirish akuntris de la el nicha the pirish the loyka de ka'amar in a reitz leima kim isil ba'amo, that when Rava said that you'd receive five malchus, he only means that there's five potentially surim. Mishum hachi parach nehidim malchus loyave mishum lav shebekloleis, that in the chenami this lav may be a lav shebekloleis and there wouldn't be a chiyuv malchus mikol mokay misurim miyika v'luka de kamar lav dafka, as we previously explained. And then Tais continues and explains according to his own shita that Rava actually refers to five malchus. When Rava said that you would receive five malchus, it's dafka. And if so, how could the Gemara ask this question if l'maisa there's a lav shebekloleis and there won't be an additional chiyuv of malchus? And Tais states v'yesh loyma de ina chenami. However, that we actually answer a better teretz, as we will see in a moment. And the Gemara continues and answers this question that that the only time that this issa the Rebbe Elazar mentioned of kol shebe kodesh pasul ba'akasav litin leisa se'alechi lasai is only if this carbon was mutter to eat prior to the psul occurring. However, in our case, where we're talking about a carbon oila, we even prior to being chutzal chayma, no one could eat an oila as kol tia, so this issa never would apply. And the Gemara continues and asks another question, vilnul kinami ki'idach Rebbe Elazar, that there should be another malchus based on the other din of Rebbe Elazar. The Tanya, as we learned to the Braisa, Rebbe Elazar imer kol shu b'kol tia leisei ochel liten leisei asei alechi lasai, that since the pasuk ben geir minchas koyin states in Pashas Tzav kol minchas koyin kol tia leisei ochel, Rebbe Elazar teaches us that this doesn't only apply to a mincha, but applies to any carbon, and for example, an oila, which is also a din of kol tia, that is an issa v'achila, and therefore this zar that ate an oila should also be chayiv and receive malchus for the issa of kol tia leisei ochel. And on this question, the Gemara doesn't have a teretz, and therefore the Gemara states ina chinami. While it's true that in the case of Rava of zosha ochel min oila lefnei zrika chutz l'chayma, that certainly you would also be chayiv malchus based on the pasuk of kol minchas koyin kol tia leisei ochel. However, v'rava mehai kra kamar, when Rava stated that you'd be chayiv five malchus, he was only speaking about those malchus that one would be chayiv based on the pasuk in Pashas Re'eh of leisucha lecha b'sherecha ma'ase degoncha v'sireishcha v'yisurecha v'v'chiris b'koncha v'tzonecha v'chol nederecha shetidot v'nevesecha u'trumas yodecha. And l'chir, that is what Rava meant when he stated l'rab Shimon leke chamesh, that l'fi Rab Shimon's drashas you would receive five malchus. But ein echinami, even Rab Shimon would agree that there are potentially other malchus. And some explain that once the Gemara comes out with Fidim Askana, that Rava wasn't counting more than five malchus, as he was only counting those malchus that we learned from this pasuk, then it could be that in the case of Rava, there would actually be nine different malchus. You would have the five malchus that we previously mentioned that Rab Shimon learns from the pasuk, and then we would have the malchus that we just stated. did of Zola Yechel Kikaidashem, who busted beside the trefoil Lysichelu, Le Yechel Kikaidashu, as well as Kalman Chaskayan Kalotia, Lysir Ochel, and we wouldn't have to come on to previous Terutzim, Ayin Mufarshim. And the Gemara continues, Amrav Gidl Amrav, Simon Kuza, Kayan Shaachel Mechatas Vashel Mufiz Rika Loika, that even though we know that a Kayan has a right to eat from a Chatas and Osham, but if a Kayan eats from the Chatas or from a carbon Osham prior to Zrika, then it would be Chayim Malkus, and my time on what is the Makar, the Amakra, as the Pasuk states in Pashtet Tzava, V'och lo isam ashekupa behem l'mali es yodom l'kadish oisam, zor lo yoichal ki koydashem, and since the Pasuk states, V'och lo isam ashekupa behem, so we learn out that the only time that a Kohen has a right to eat a chatas or osham is l'acha kapara in, is only after Zrikas Hadam, and after the full kapara was done, but l'fnei kapara loy, but a Kohen doesn't have a right to eat from these kabanais prior to Zrikas Hadam, and lava ba mechlal ase, lavu, and even though there's a lava ba mechlal ase, but that is considered a lav, and therefore you'd be chay malchus. However, Masav Rava, Rava asks a question on this member of Gidol, the name of Rav, how could you say that lava ba mechlal ase is considered a lav, and you would receive malchus? Well, the Maisa, the Pasuk in Pasha Shmini states, the chol behema mafresas pasav v'shesah shesah shtei parases malas gira ba behema oisa techelu, and we could be mudaik oisa techelu, you could only eat such a behemah, ve'im behemah t'meya techilu, or ve'im behemah acheres techilu, and it's also to eat a behemah t'meya, ve'ikid ka'amrit, as zele seichlu lumli, and if you're right, that lav abba mechlal asei is a lav, so why would the Torah have to continue with the next pasuk, which states, achazel loy seichlu, mimale agir mefrisa pasa shesua, as a gomel vasa nevis vasa shofak, ki malagiri ema, ufasa loy afrisu t'meyim heim lochem, and it must be because a lav abba mechlal asei is an asei, and therefore, without the second pasuk, we would not know that one that eats a behemah tmeya would be chayim malchus. And therefore, in the case of Rav Gidol, the name of Rav of Kohen Sha'ochel Mechatas Va'ashem Mufnei Zrika, one would not be chayim malchus. And as Rashi states, Almo lava bo mechlal asei is an asei and not a lav, and therefore there is no chayim malchus. And keep in mind that even according to the Madna Armim that hold that lava bo mechlal asei is a lav, but even so, on such a lav, you may not get malchus either. And based on this question, the Gemara will now bring a different version as to what Rav Gidol taught us in the name of Rav from the Pasuk in Pashtet Tzava that states, V'achloisa mashe kupabem, and keep in mind that we originally stated there's a simon of Kuza, and the Chaf stands for the first statement that we mentioned from Rav Gidol of Koyin she'achol mechatz v'ashol mufnei zrika, that he would be loika, and the Vav stands for the question of Rava that he asked from the Pasuk on Shmini that states, V'chol behema mafresus pasa, and the Zayin and Aleph will stand for Zar Itma, which is the second version of the statement of Rav Gidol in the name of Rav that we will now see. And the Gemara continues, Eli Yitma, Hachi Yitma, Amr Rav Gidol Amr Rav, that Rav Gidol stated in the name of Rav, Zor She'ochel Mechatas V'Oshom Mufnei Zrika Pata, and even if a Zor eats from Mechatas or a Korban Oshom before Zrika Sedam, then they will be Pata, and even though certainly if a Zor eats from a Korban Chatas or a Korban Oshom, even after Zrika Sedam, he's Chayiv Malkus. However, if he eats from that Korban prior to Zrika Sedam, he would be Pata from Malkus. And as the Gemara explains, my time, what is the Makar, the Amakra, V'achlo Isam Ashekupa Behem, as the Pasuk in Pashas Tetzava states, that once it was Rikas Hadam, the Kehanim could eat from these Karbonais, and the Pasuk then states, V'zor lo yoichal ki koydashem, and therefore we dashin, kol hecha de Karinim Be, V'achlo Isam Ashekupa Behem, Karinim Be, V'zor lo yoichal ki koydashem, that the only time that the Issa of V'zor lo yoichal ki koydashem applies is only at a period of time when the Kehanim can already eat from these Karbonais. However, v'chol hecha de lo karina be v'achlo isam ashekup behem lo karina be v'zol lo yechol, but at a period of time where the kohanim themselves cannot eat from these karbonos, as Zrikas Hadam was not yet performed, then the issa v'zol lo yechol behem does not apply. And therefore, if a zar eats from a karbon chatos or a karbon osham l'fnei zrika, they will be potter from malchus. And keep in mind, although Rav Gidol teaches us in the name of Rav that a zar would not receive malchus for eating this karbon prior to zrika, but certainly Rav Zrika just means that a zar would not receive malchus based on the issa of v'zol lo yechol ki koydashem. However, certainly a zar or a kohen that eats from this carbon prior to Zrikas Hadam would be oiv on the issa that Rav Shimon brought on Daf Yud Zayin Amud Aleph from the pasuk leisucha lechol b'sherecha. And as Rav Shimon taught us that when the pasuk states v'nidveisecha zu taydu v'shlamim, and it teaches us oichol b'taydu v'shlamim lefnei zrika shehu loika. Before we continue, let us recall that in our Mishnah on Daf Yud Zayin Amud Aleph, the Mishnah stated ha'oichol bikurim at shleikar aleihem ha'reize loika aboyim. The Gemara stated, Rabbi Bachana, Rabbi Yechanan, Zudiv Rabbi Kiva Stimta, that Rabbi Yechanan had a Kabbalah, that the Tana Bar Mishnah is going like Rabbi Kiva, and he holds that Kriya is Me'akev, Avachacham Moimim Bikurim, Hanochim Akevas Ben, Kriya Eim Akevas Ben, and then the Gemara brought down that we have a Brisa where it's Mefurish, that Rabbi Shimon holds that Kriya is Me'akev, and therefore the Tana Bar Mishnah could be both Rabbi Kiva or Rabbi Shimon. And our Gemara continues, Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Ishia, Rabbi Lazar states in the name of Rabbi Ishia, Bikurim, Hanochim Akevas Ben, Kriya Eim Akevas Ben, like the Chachamim and not like our Mishnah. And the Gemara now is, Umi Amar Blaza Hachi, and is it possible that Rabbi Leza actually hold that Kriya is not Ma'akev? And the Gemara will now ask a question and a steer from Rabbi Leza and Rabbi Hishia on Rabbi Leza in the name of Rabbi Hishia. And before we continue, let us see Rashi who explains Bikurim Lefnei Achag B'nei Kriya Ninu, that from Shavuos, which is the time that you're allowed to stop bringing Bikurim, until Sukkot, there's a din to read the Pasha of Arami Yavid Avi. However, La'acha Achag, if someone sets aside the Bikurim after Sukkot, and they will bring their Bikurim between Sukkot and Chanukah, La B'nei Kriya Ninu, then although they could bring their Bikurim, but they would not read the Pasha of Arami Avi Ravi, Dichsid Basa Kriya, as after the Pasha of Kriya, the Pasuk states, V'simachta B'chol HaTayiv, and this refers to the time frame, Me'atzeres Ad HaChag, Shuz Man Simchas Lakitas Peris, maybe V'karei, however, Me'achag Ad Chanukah, maybe V'ein Yekarei, which is based on the Mishnah, Me'sechus Bikurim, and based on this Yisoid, let us see the Gemara, as V'omer Ablaza Omer Beishia, as Ablaza stated in the name of Rabbi Ishia, Hifush Bikurim Koyim L'chag V'avolein Chag Yirkavu, that if someone separates the Bikurim prior to Sukkot, and at that point, if they brought the Bikurim to the Beis HaMikdash, they would have to read the Pasha of Arami Eved Avi, and then Sukkot passes, and they didn't bring Bikurim, then they have to let the Bikurim rot, and my lab Mishum D'loi Motzi L'mikre Alein, and it would seem that the reason why you have to let these Peris rot is because there's a requirement to read the Pasha of Arami Eved Avi, and since you can't read the Pasha any longer, since it's already after Sukkot, therefore you can't bring your Bikurim, and V'isakadai to Kriyei Ma'akevus Ben, Amai Yirkavu, and if it's true, the Rabbi Leza stated in the name of Rabbi Ishia, that Kriyei Ma'akevus Ben, so let him bring his Bikurim, even though he won't be able to read the Pasha of Arami Yivir Abi, and the Gemara answers that it's not a stira in the words of Rabbi Leza in the name of Rabbi Ishia, as Kid Rab Zera, as this is based on the Yisrael Rab Zera, the Amr Rab Zera, and as we know, Rab Zera taught us the Mesechus Ben Achois, Kala Rei Labila Ein Bila Ma'akevus Bay, the Chol She'en Rei Labila Bila Ma'akevus Bay, and as Rashi brings for the Mishnah Mesechus Ben Achois, that if Reuven states, Harei Alai Shishim Ve'echad Yisarin, maybe Shishim B'kli Echa Ve'echad B'kli Acha, that if someone states, I'm going to bring 61 Yisarin, then he has to bring 60 in one Kli, and one in another Kli, the Ad Shishim Yichon Li'bolo B'kli Echad, Ava Shishim Ve'echad Kimul Rabbanon, De'in Nevlal Yafa, as the Maisa, when you have 60 Yisarin in one Kli, the flour and the oil can mix well. However, once you have more than 60 Yisarin, the flour and oil cannot mix well. And the Gemara Mestechus Menachas is, V'chi'in Nevlalim Ayhave, V'nan Tlan, but we also learned to the Mishnah, in Le'bol Al-Kosha, that the actual mixing of a carbon mincha is not ma'akev, and even if someone doesn't mix the flour and oil of his carbon mincha, the mincha is kasha. And it's on this question that Rabbi Zera tells us his yisoid, that kol rei labila ein bila ma'akevus bai, however kol she'in rei labila bila ma'akevus bai, that certainly if something is rei to mix up, and it would mix up well, then there's no problem if you don't actually mix it. However, once there's 61 yisarin, and even if you would want to mix the flour and oil, it would not mix well, then bila is ma'akevus, and it would not be a valid carbon. And similarly, Rabbi Lezer, the name Rabbi Ishia, holds that if Reuven brings his Bikurim to the Beis HaMikdash prior to Sukkot, and he doesn't read the Pasha of Arami Yavid Avi, then even though certainly the mitzvah ben Amufcha would be to read the Pasha of Arami Yavid Avi at that point, but the Maisa, if he doesn't read it, that would not be Ma'akev. And as Rabbi Lezer stated in the name Rabbi Ishia, Kriya Ma'akevus Ben, however, in the second member of Rabbi Lezer, the name Rabbi Ishia, he's referring to a scenario where Reuven separated his Bikurim prior to Bikurim, and there was a mitzvah for him to read the Pasha of Arami Yavid Avi, but now that he's bringing the Bikurim after Sukkot, he no longer has the ability to read the Pasha of Arami Yavid Avi, and therefore it would be Ma'akev, and that's why he paskins Hifrish Bikurim Koyim L'chag V'Avolein L'chag Yirkavu, and he can't bring these Bikurim. And the Gemara continues, continues that we just mentioned this memra in the name of Blessed, in the name of Rabbi Yishia, that Bikurim had Nochem Akeves Ben and Kriya Eim Akeves Ben. And the Gemara continues, Rabbi Achba Yaakov Masnol, Ked Rabbi Asiyam, Rabbi Yechron, Rabbi Achba Yaakov learns that this memra was not stated by Rabbi Blessed in the name of Rabbi Yishia, and instead it was stated by Rabbi Asiyam in the name of Rabbi Yechron. And there would be two nafkaminas. Number one, we will see that he will ask a stira from Rabbi Yechron on Rabbi Yechron. And number two, since Rabbi Blessed never stated this memra in the name of Rabbi Yishia, that Bikurim had Nochem Akeves Ben, Kriya Eim Akeves Ben, therefore we wouldn't have the original stira that we asked from Rabbi Lezer from his memra of Hifrish Bikurim Koyim L'Chag V'Avolein L'Chag that Yerkavu. And our Gemara continued the Kashalid Rabbi Yechron, and since Rabbi Achav Yaakov learned this memra in the name of Rabbi Asi in the name of Rabbi Yechron, therefore he asked the stira from another memra of Rabbi Yechron on this dinner of Rabbi Yechron that he stated Bikurim Hanochem Akeves Ben and Kriya Eim Akeves Ben. And as the Gemara continues, Umiyam Rabbi Yechron Bikurim Hanochem Akeves Ben Kriya Eim Akeves Ben V'Boyim Nei Rabbi Asi Rabbi Yechron. Rabbi Asi asked the following question from Rabbi Yechron, Bikurim Me'im Asai Mutorim L'Koyanim, that from what point would Bikurim be mutter for Koyanim to eat? V'Omer Lei, and Rabbi Yechron responded, Haruin L'Kriya Mishikara Leyan, that those Bikurim that are brought until Sukkos, that are roi for Kriya, then Kriya is Ma'akev, V'Shein Ruin L'Kriya Mishiro Pnei Abayis, and if these Bikurim were hufrish after Sukkos, and are being brought after Sukkos, then since Kriya is not Ma'akev, then immediately once they reach the Beis HaMikdash, then it would be mutter for the Koyanim to eat the Bikurim, as Rashi states, Mishiru Pnei Abayis, Mishich Nitzula Zora, V'Hanoch Loi Ma'akeves Klal, and we see that Lefir Rabbi Yechron, Hanoch is not Ma'akev at all, and therefore Rabbi Achabai Yaakov is, Kasha Kriya Kriya, Kasha Hanocha Hanocha, as originally Rabbi Yechron stated that Kriya is not Ma'akev, and meanwhile he stated, Haruin Lekriya Mishikara Leyan, and we see that Kriya is Ma'akev, and similarly, originally Rabbi Yechron stated that Hanocha is Ma'akev, and then he stated, V'Shein Ruin Lekriya, Mishiro Pnei Abayis, and it's clear that he holds that Hanocha would not be Ma'akev, and the Gemara answers Kriya Kriya Lekasha, that there's no stira on Rabbi Yechron from his two memories regarding Kriya, as Enoch and Nami, both memories are going according to two different Hanoim, as Harab Shimon, Harabonon, as the second memory of Rabbi Yechron, we stated Haruin Lekriya Mishikara Leyan, which as Tesis pointed out, that's Mashmo, that prior to Kriya, it would be also for a Kriyan to eat from Mikurim, and therefore it's Muchach that Kriya is Ma'akev, that is going like the Shita of Rab Shimon, who is the Tanava Mishnah, who we saw clearly hold that Kriya is Ma'akev, and if a Kohen eats Bikurim prior to the Yisrael reading the Pasha of Arami Yavid Avi, then the Kohen will be Chai Malkus, and really the Gemara could have stated that it's going like the Shita of Rabbi Kiva, as Rabbi Yechon himself was the one who stated that a Mishnah is going like the Shita of Rabbi Kiva Stimta. However, that was only based on a Kabbalah that Rabbi Yechon had, and as we saw, it's clear from a Braisa that Rab Shimon actually holds that Kriya is Ma'akev is Ben. And the first member of Bichron, we stated that Kriya in Ma'akeves Ben, that is going like the Shita of the Chachamim, as we previously explained. And the Gemara continues, Hanocha Hanocha Nami Lekasha, and is also not a steer in the words of Rabbi Yechron in the Dinim B'negei Hanocha, as Harab Yehuda of Harabonon. Then the second member of Bichron, we stated, V'she'in Ruin Lekriya Mishiro Pnei Abayis, and he doesn't mention anything about Hanocha, and therefore we see that Hanocha is not Ma'akev. That is because in that member, Rabbi Yechron is going like the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda, which we will see in a moment, that holds that Hanocha is not Ma'akev, and the first member of Bichron, we stated Hanocha is Ma'akev, that is going like the Shita of Rabbanon, who hold that Hanocha is Ma'akev. And before we continue with the next Gemara, let us recall that there's a famous klal b'negei kachim, that even if the Torah mentions a din b'negei kachim, it would not be Ma'akev unless the Torah mentions it a second time, and as we have a klal, shana lova kosev la'akev, keep in mind that our Gemara will use this aside, even though it would seem that Bikurim is not a carbon, and some of Farshim explain that since the Chiyuv of Bikurim is to bring it to the Beis HaMikdash, and there's even a Chiyuv of Tnufa, and there's a mitzvah of Hanocha Lefnei Hashem and placing it in front of the Mizbeach, therefore it does have dinim of a carbon, and the din of Shana Lova Kosev La'akev would apply B'negei Bikurim as well. However, I and other Mifarshim that discuss this as well and give other explanations. And our Gemara continues that we just mentioned that Rabbi Yehuda holds that Hanocha is not Ma'akev, and the Gemara asks, my Rabbi Huda, where do we see the Shita of Rabbi Huda? And the Gemara explains that Tanya, as we look to the Braisa, let's keep in mind that in Pasha Bikurim and Pashki Savai, the Torah mentions the Lashon Hanocha two times. First time is in Perakav Vav Pasik Dalid, and the Torah states, V'lokach HaKoyin Atena Miyadecha, V'nicha Lefnei Mizbach Hashem Alekecha, and the second time is in Pasik Yud, where the Torah states, V'ata Ahine Avesias Reishis Priyadam Hashem Nesatali Hashem, V'inach Hashem Elokecha, v'shtachavisa l'fnei Hashem Elokecha. And our Gemara continues, Rabbi Huda Oimet, Rabbi Huda states that when the Pasuk states, v'nachtoi zu tnufa, this refers to tnufa and not to hanocha, and ata oimet zu tnufa oi eini al hanocha mamish, and do you say this refers to tnufa, meaning that the Kohen, as well as the Yisrael, have to pick up the basket and wave it to all four sides of the world, as well as up and down, or is this actually referring to hanocha in front of the Mizbeach? And Rabbi Huda explains, k'shua oimet v'nichai, that since the Pasuk previously stated, v'nichai, harei hanocha amar, so the Torah already mentioned that you should place the basket in front of the Mizbeach, hamani mekai v'nachtai zu tnufa, therefore the word v'nachtai must be referring to tnufa. And of course, Rashi is bothered that how could the word v'nachtai refer to tnufa if the word v'nachtai means to place something down? And Rashi states, karibe v'nchusai, which comes from the Lashon of le'nocha malikim, and which is a Lashon of leading or pointing, shu'minacha isal abaruchais u'maylu moired. And l'maisa, since Rabbi Yehuda learns that the second time that the Torah used the term v'nachtai does not refer to hanocha, and instead refers to tufa, so the Torah doesn't mention the din of hanocha twice, and since it was le'shana lov la'akev, therefore we see that Rabbi Yehuda would hold that hanocha is not ma'akev, and as Rashi states in Dibur Maskel HaRabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda lo'y ma'ak v'hanocha, the Dorash v'nachtai yisera l'tufa, ve'im mikushonu b'hanocha la'akev. However, as we will see, Rabbon le'dashi le'lachi, mi'boilu lishnois b'hanocha la'akev, and l'fi Rabbonon, since the Torah used Lashon Hanocha twice, therefore was Shana Lov La'akev, and therefore Hanocha would be Ma'akev. And the Gemara continues, Man Tana, the Polig led Rabbi Yehuda, and who is the Tana that is Chaylik on Rabbi Yehuda? And as we stated, that the first member of Bechron, we stated that Hanocha is Ma'akev, is going like the Sheet of Rabbanon, who are Chaylik on Rabbi Yehuda. And the Gemara explains, Rabbi Lez Ben Yaakovi, that it is going like the Sheet of Rabbi Lez Ben Yaakov, the Tanya, and as we learned in the Braisa, that the Pasuk Ben Gea Bekurim and Pashas Kisave states, and as we will see, based on Gzira Shava, Rabbi Lez Ben Yaakov learns Limit al Bikurim Shetun Tnufa Divrei Rabbi Lez Ben Yaakov, that this teaches us that the requirement for Bikurim to have Tnufa, and since Rabbi Lez Ben Yaakov learns the requirement of Tnufa from the words Miyadecha, as we will see, therefore when the Torah uses the term V'nachtai, it must not refer to Tnufa, and it must refer to Anocha, and it's Shana Lava Kosov La'akev, and therefore we see Rabbi Lez Ben Yaakov is the Shita that holds that Hanocha is Ma'akev. And the Gemara now asks, my time with Rabbi Lez Ben Yaakov, that has Rabbi Lez Ben Yaakov learned the din of Tnufa from the Pasuk of V'lokach HaKoyin HaTenu Miyadecha? And the Gemara explains that it's based on Gzeir Shava, as the Asya Yad Yad Mishlamim, as he learns the word Yad, that it states B'negei Bekurim, as the Pasuk states V'lokach HaKoyin HaTenu Miyadecha, from the word Yad, that it states by Shlamim, as the Pasuk in Pashat Tzav, when it's speaking about Tnufa, states Yodav Tiviena as Ishi Hashem as Echilu V'alachazi Yiviena as Echazel L'hanif Oysi Tnufa L'fnei Hashem. And as the Gemara states, Ksiv Hacha V'lokach HaKoyin HaTenu Miyadecha V'ksiv Hasam, and it states in Pashat Tzav Yodav Tiviena as Ishi Hashem. And therefore we see that when the Torah states V'lokach HaKoyin HaTenu Miyadecha, it's referring to Tnufa, and there's a din of Tnufa by Bikurim as well as Shlamim. And we also learn the following, that Ma'kan Koyin Aflalon Koyin, that just like B'negei Bikurim, it mentions the Koyin, therefore B'negei Shlamim, there's a chiv and a requirement for the Koyin to be involved in the Tufa as well, and Malalon Bailim, and since in the Pasuk in Tzav, B'negei Shlamim and B'negei Tufa, it's speaking about the Bailim that's doing the Tufa, so Afkan Bailim, so B'negei Bikurim, we also see that there's a requirement for the Bailim to be involved in the Tufa, and the Gemara is HaKetzad, that what is the method that they use in order to have Tufa with the Koyin as well as with the Bailim, and the Gemara explains, M'niach Koyin Yodav Tachas De Bailim Remainif, that the Koyin places his hands underneath the hands of the Bailim, and they do Tufa together, and Ayin Rashi Masech the Sukkah on Daf Mem Zayim Abayz, that this doesn't literally mean that the Koyin places his hands underneath the Yad Bailim, as that would be a Chatzitza, and that would be a problem, and therefore Rashi explains, Bailim Ichsim Besvas Atena, that the Bailim hold at the top of the basket, the Koyin M'niach Yodav Tachas Shulav, V'chein Mefarish B'Masech the Bikurim. However, Ayin Ritva, who holds that the Koyin would actually place his hands underneath the hands of the Yisrael, this would not be a chatzitza, as this is the Gzeiras HaKosov, that the Koyin and the Yisrael should hold the basket together. And Ayin Bottom Rashi and Omid, Diba Maschel, Mal Halon Bailim, Dahu Bailim Mishtoi, Dichsiv, as the Pasuk in the Gzeiras Shlomim states, Yovi is Kaboni Lashem, Mizevach Shlomim, the Samach Le, Yodav to Vienna, and therefore we see that's referring to the Bailim. And keep in mind that when our Gemara stated, Man Tana, the Polagar Behudo, Rablez Bab Yaakov, who we actually learned this based on the Pashas of our Sugya. However, Ayin and Taisis, who learns the Sugya completely differently, Ayin Shom, Nain Ridva, who points out Rabbi Yehuda stated in Nachte Zutnufa, and he asked Vim Taima, the Haiva Nachte Labasa Kriaksiv, the Tnufa he Kaidim Kriya, Kamisha Shinuya Bimakaimai, the Ishlema de Imukum Mukhubatera, the Kfar Nachte Lufne Hashem Kamakra, Ayin Sham, and we will stop over here.